64 yards and 8 plays. The big 3rd and 11 conversion to Stewart, the key play. And now an onside kick. Griffith, and it's caught. And Alabama's got the ball back. Marlon Humphrey, the corner, and a perfectly executed little pooch kick.
Clemson's been tight with their alignment, with their front line all night. It's something that I bet Alabama looked at upstairs. They talked about it.
That was the pivotal moment in the national championship college football game last year. Drew and I were there. It was an amazing game against Clemson. In the fourth quarter, Alabama tied it, but Coach Saban did not want Clemson to get possession of the ball again and needed to do something in his mind to change the dynamic of that game. And boy, did he. That was one of the most exciting moments. We were screaming. Oh, my God. I lost my voice for 3 or 4 days after that game. Now, my concern about tonight in Tampa playing Clemson again, what's my big concern? That I'm not there. Joining us now, one of my all-time favorite people, forget athletic coaches, director of University of Alabama's athletic program, former football coach, former player for the Bear, and he played at Alabama as an end on 1960-1962. And he's been with Alabama as the athletic director since 2013. He joins us now, Bill Battle. Bill, how are you? Happy game day.
Great, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but super. I'm worried that I'm not there. My good luck charm.
I'm worried, too. Come on, get on, or we'll send a plane for you. You're undefeated.
Don't press me on that, Bill. You might be getting a text after the show. This is such an amazing thing to have a repeat. A lot of us kind of wanted Ohio State because we wanted to avenge the Alabama loss to Ohio State a few years back. But this is a repeat of last year's championship game. Tell us what we should be looking for early on from the true freshman Jalen Hurts and the defensive line. What should we be looking for?
Well, I think that, in all big games, you want to avoid losing before you win. And so it's very important that we not turn the ball over, that we have ball security, that we got a freshman quarterback who's really not a freshman because he started in, 14 games now. This will be his 14th game to start and out of 15, and he played the bulk of the first game, even though he didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a sophomore in school, and, he's a sophomore in football by this stage of the year. Jalen is a very polished, very poised young man, far beyond his years, and I think that what you'll see is a cautious game plan. I don't know what the coaches are calling, but I would say that they're going to try to protect him a little bit to start with and get a good feel for what's going on. And I think our defense will be playing the same way. We didn't play very well defensively against Clemson last year.
No,
not taking anything away from Clemson because they're very good, and they've got most of those guys back, and some of them are better than what they had last year. So we got our hands full, but our team is ready to play. They've had great practices, and I'm excited to watch the game.
Oh, no, it's going to be fantastic. Now, with Jalen, this being his first year at quarterback for Alabama, he's obviously going to have a new offensive coordinator in his ear. Steve Sarkisian took over after the departure of Lane Kiffin. Is that hard for Jalen because he's so used to Kiffin? Kiffin was obviously very effective as offensive coordinator, moving on to coach at Florida Atlantic. What was the thinking there about removing him before the last game of the season?
Well, if you remember last year, Kirby Smart had gotten the Georgia head coaching job, and it's just very difficult for somebody at this level, which is the highest stage of all college football in the final game that wins the championship, not to be 100% devoted. And you know, Kirby's trying to hire a staff last year, and he's thinking about recruiting, and he's thinking about the game. He's doing the best he can, but having two things on your mind makes it very difficult to do either one. And after the first game, Lane and Nick talked, and they agreed that he couldn't do what he needed to do in the best interest of players on both Florida Atlantic's team and our team. And so we had Sark, who had been there all year. It was a easy transition, and so I don't think that there will be a great difference. I think it, you know, this is Alabama's offense, and Nick Sark has been there all year as an analyst and knows all the offensive schemes, how Lane thinks, and how he would call a game, and they work together at Southern Cal, and they think a lot alike anyway. So I think the transition will be smooth, and the impact will be minimal, and I look for Jalen and our offensive team to have a really good game against maybe the best defense we've played all year.
You know what I think you guys received in the way of a big favor, Bill? We're talking to Bill Battle, athletic director at University of Alabama. Big game tonight, of course, national championship against Clemson. Is Mother Nature gave you a big gift? Because over the weekend, as you know, it was like 30 degrees in Tampa. And y'all are used to playing in warm weather. Let's just say that. I mean, I don't see you guys playing in 30 degree. If, heaven forbid, there's a snowstorm at Tampa. I mean, that would not have been fun for you guys. But it's going to be 58 degrees, zero precipitation, and 60% humidity. That sounds like Alabama weather to me.
We don't care what the weather is or where we're playing. Our Coach Saban says,
yeah,
you know, if you're playing at midnight or you're playing in rain, snow, or fog, or sleet, it's the same for both teams. Just be ready to play. And we're just so glad to be here in this game. We're happy to play whoever it is. And Clemson is a great team. We have great respect for their whole organization because Dabo's an Alabama guy, and so it's a neat it's really amazing that the two best teams from last year ended up being the two best teams this year with the competitive nature of college football.
And
but it's a blessing.
It sure is
for us and Clemson too.
Absolutely, and we have a lot of Clemson fans listening to the show. People get really mad at me, Coach Battle, because I was on Fox News Sunday. I was on Fox News Sunday yesterday and had to do my predictions for the year. And by the way, I was 4 for 4 getting all my predictions right last year. It's going to be hard to beat that again.
Right.
Yeah, I was right on politics, the economy, sports, and I was right on entertainment. But I picked last year UConn women to win the NCAA. Well, that's not basketball. That's not too big of a leap. But I said, okay, I'm going to have even a more unorthodox pick. Alabama's going to win the. And I wore my A pin that you gave me last year, the year before. So I had my A pin. I had my crimson colored dress on. I was totally ready to go yesterday, supporting you guys in every way I could on television. I got grief for it from all the LSU fans watching.
We really appreciate that, Laura. And always love to see. And I am nervous about you not being there. And we do have a deal with Wheels Up, and we might can get you there. We got several hours before the game.
Okay, well, that Drew is going to work with your office. We're gonna see if I can get down there. You have to tell Tucker Carlson on his debut show. But how about this? Drew, as you know, graduated a couple of years ago from University of Alabama. He's my executive producer. Drew's been to all the games with me. Every game, national championship, the Cotton Bowl, the USC game, opening game. We were at the one this year.
Yeah, that was the first game this year when we played USC.
Yeah, but then the other game we went to that we saw battle. The second game in Tuscaloosa.
You talking about Michigan State and Texas A&M.
Yeah, Texas A&M. We're at Texas A&M. So all these games. And Drew says, oh, by the way, I booked you on 9 o'clock on Tucker Carlson's new show on Monday. I said, oh, okay. No, I'm not forgetting. It's the game. It's the game. I'm like in the middle of the game, Coach. What the heck?
Yeah. You got to call in. You can't do that. You got to be here.
You know what I think I got to do? I got to see if they can bring a camera into the stadium, and I'll do the analysis of the Russia hacking into the election at the game. That would be a first. I'll do anything, Coach Battle, to be at that game. Listen, we're so blessed to know you. I know you've been just such a great ambassador for the game of football. Football's come under attack in a lot of ways from the politically correct forces. Meryl Streep even made a comment about football. Do we have that? Let's play that for Coach Battle just to make him laugh, because I know you weren't watching this nonsense. Shorten it down, though, James, if it needs to be. So they were talking about the, you know, she won the Lifetime Achievement Award, and this is what she said. Let's listen.
Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners, and if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
So, you know, they had to hit the slam about football last night at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, you know, and the president even made a comment that he would, if he had a son, he would think hard about whether he'd let him play football or not. But, you know, when you really think about the game of football and the team effort, the doesn't matter who you are, what your political views are, what your race is, what anything else is, it's what you can do on the field. And those guys play together, and they're led by good coaches. And these two teams that are playing tonight are led by certainly great coaches, and they have great chemistry on their teams. If organizations in business, or especially politics, could learn the lessons that these football players learn about focusing on a mission and every play and every day thinking about how do I do better to accomplish that mission, and the guys beside me are important and I'm going to lean on them, but I'm going to do my best to not disappoint them. I think if the people in Hollywood and people in organizations around the world would live by the principles of football, we'd have a lot better world.
Oh, man. I couldn't say it better myself, Coach Battle. And you think of someone like a J.K. Scott, who's the great punter for Alabama, and then you think of O.J. Howard, tight end. I mean, people come from totally different walks of life and play together on a team, and they're just amazing, and they're great people. These are great young men.
And they graduate. We've got 22 players who have degrees that will be playing tonight. Last year we had 28, and two of them had master's degrees, had 2 degrees. That was our center, who was an All-American center, and our quarterback, who was a great quarterback for us and led us to a 14-1 season, an SEC, and national championship. So, you know, our players are really good people, and they also take their academics seriously, and we want to turn out people that are great citizens and successful in life, and we've been fortunate to have the resources to get that done.
Well, it is beyond exciting to see what's going to happen tonight, and if I don't make it down there, Coach, there's still time. But if I don't make it down there, I'm gonna be sending you a video from. I'll send it to your office from my kids, because they have a special song that they've sung, and they're practicing it for you and Coach Saban. They did it last year. They're gonna do the same thing this year for you. Okay, so I'll send it to you.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. Appreciate your friendship, and look forward to seeing you soon. If not tonight, hopefully somewhere in the new year soon.
Oh, God bless you. Coach Bill Battle from the great state of Alabama, University of Alabama, athletic director, Clemson fans, Alabama fans, football fans, tune in tonight. It'll be a phenomenal game, no matter who wins or loses, but you know Alabama's going to win. Don't go away.
Sweet home Alabama. The Laura Ingraham Show. Yes, God.